White, W.C. Hall, Lucinda. Skowhegan, Maine, September 5th, 1870. Dear Lucinda and Willie, we are just relieved from much anxiety. We have received the dispatch that Willie continues to improve. We are grateful for this. We had sent several miles for letters evening after the Sabbath, but were so very much disappointed to receive nothing. I have tried to labor as best I could. I feel relieved in regard to my depression, but convinced it is not my duty to attend these large gatherings. My health is some better. Our meetings have been important and interesting. Your report will now decide me to go to Richmond and hold a few meetings there. Perhaps we may not return till Thursday. We shall expect a letter from you tonight. The people in Richmond are so persistent for me to bear my testimony there that they will not bear a refusal. My dear Willie, I have not worried much about you, although I could not prevent feeling anxious. We felt that God would take charge of you. We feel anxious to hear more particulars. We hope you will continue to improve and get about, strong, prepared to go next week to Michigan. I feel very weary and cannot write much. I have been reined up to bear a very plain testimony to Brother Howard yesterday and today. He broke today and confessed. Brother Stratton broke all to pieces this morning and came out clear and decided. We still hope to see more decided work with Brother Howard. Mr. Chase, Mary's husband, came forward for prayers, confessed himself one of the greatest backsliders, and begged for prayers. Many have come forward today. The work seems to be moving. May the Lord carry it forward, is our prayer. I have not the strength I desire, and suffer pain continually. But I do see and feel the greatness of the work and its importance. No rest can I see this side of the close of probation. But if God will give strength to sustain, we labor cheerfully, gladly. I will write further when I get a letter from you. In great haste and much love, Mother.